spot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger, I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Kenneth Christensen Berth, MP for the DF, emphasizes that being Danish is therefore linked to traditions, norms and lifestyles, which, according to his research, is as good as any evidence, such as mathematical equations, can provide. As a factual precondition, being Danish is an interview derived from birth, upbringing and community, not something that can be learned or acquired. Danish way of life and habits, you were born, raised and raised in the former Denmark, and you cannot have been born or raised outside of it. He envisions a position that goes beyond learning the language and adapting to Danish habits in order to be Danish. Evidence from Danish history suggests that the same plot was abandoned and then reused for about another generation, and that this was the case over time. Danish history and culture were influenced by the Iron Age, as it allowed the Danes to develop into a more complex society. In this period of our history we have also seen for the first time the true Danish culture in dealing with the deceased and in funeral rituals emerge, when people were buried in swamps and elsewhere, valuable iron, jewelry and weapons were buried with them, suggesting that they sacrificed to the gods. Smørrebrød is an open sandwich on rye bread, loved by everyone in Denmark and one of the happiest countries in the world. The Danes are very satisfied, which also means that they are doing everything to provide first-class services. Danish pastries, that's why we have it, because the yellow sauce you put on your hot dog won't be your obsession. But the pastry is fantastic, so it's worth the obsession, isn't it? I believe that here it is a question of expectations, and in Denmark expectations are quite different from those elsewhere. The Danes are really very direct and seem rude at first, but here they really are not. In the wider intercultural context, it is the Danes and perhaps the Nordics who are strange, but they stand out. They form a particular extreme culture, there are extreme social relations and contact with each other. These are very different in Denmark from other parts of the world, for example the Middle East or Europe. In terms of income, Denmark is a country where almost everyone is doing well, but it is also a highly developed country, so it is fair to say that it does not have the level of ethnic and racial diversity that we find in similar countries. GDP per capita is ranked 18th in the world and is described as the most competitive country in Europe, a major source of immigration and attracting highly educated workers from abroad. When you travel the world, or just anywhere in Northern Europe, the general cultural patterns point to the same contrasting values. I think the reason expats find it difficult to settle in is because most of our world is hierarchical and very hierarchical. There is a lack of equality when it comes to social progress, and the most hierarchical of all worlds is the hierarchical, very hierarchical. In most parts of the world, people do not really trust each other, especially those in power, and they are not really open to new ideas. One of the first things to learn about the Danes is their tendency to do things right and expect others to do the same. What many first-time visitors do not know is that Denmark, unlike most other EU members, uses its own currency, the krone, which is traded on the international market. Local society is based on mutual respect and a display of basic decency. If you don't know the people you meet anywhere, avoid being rude or ruthless to them. The Danes are well known, they expect you to abide by their code of conduct, whether you want to do business in the country or not. They see themselves as a country that is doing well economically, and they loathe it when that success is displayed too openly in public, either verbally, in appearance or in behavior. Since local businessmen are very strict in their observance of the rules, it is absolutely essential to avoid illegal or semi-legal actions. Dane, evading taxes means stealing from them and harming society as a whole. This is not in any way intended to stereotype any Danish people that you might meet, but it must not be forgotten that the diversity of Danish society cannot be taken into account. The Danes are a very diverse group of people with a variety of backgrounds and cultures. By our detailed Denmark profile, which examines DMARC and Danish corporate culture in detail, German is recognized as an official regional language in the North Schleswig region, which borders Germany and is spoken by about one-third of the population of Denmark and the rest of Europe. This is all for today, friends. My name is Sophia and this was episode 4 of Tourism in Western Europe. See you next time.